You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. This week's episode features Hannah Wolke, Executive Director of Desert Survivors. What is your organization's mission?
At the core of our mission really is the concept that people with disabilities deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, and that they should live self-determined lives. That's really what it comes down to. I think of this work as civil rights work, and we approach it that way. Employment skills, that's a holistic concept. People need to be able to self-assess honestly. They need to be able to work in a team, advocate for their rights as disabled employees. So there's a lot that goes into that beyond just learning a simple skill.
How does Desert Survivors work toward that mission?
We've been in Tucson over 40 years, so we've done a lot and do a lot. I think the biggest thing that we focus on is full integration and accessibility. We were founded by a local psychologist who felt very strongly in the 70s when he was working in institutions that people were undervalued, and that they could learn and they could work and they could contribute and be a normal member of society. We still focus on that core concept. Our reputation is to work with people who have not been able to find success in other programs. We tend to support job seekers who have a developmental disability. Often they have a significant mental illness, and they also usually have some intense childhood trauma. These are complex people who are experiencing a lot of barriers. No matter who you are, what you've done, what your barriers are, you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, and you deserve to be able to learn the skills that will allow you to participate fully, whatever that means for you, in the community.
Please share highlights from one of your programs that helps execute that mission.
I would say most locals know us as having our native plant nursery, but I'd like to highlight another program, which is commercial landscaping. So it's great to have that safe space that is our property for early learners when they first come to our program. But the ultimate goal is for everybody to build their skills enough that they can move forward into integrated competitive employment in the greater community. And so one of the first steps for us when we're helping someone along that journey is starting to take them out into the community to do landscaping. It allows them to interact with the greater community. It also allows them to learn skills that are related to a very realistic job goal.
How can people find out more about Desert Survivors?
Well, the best way is to come and see us. We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we'd love for you to come by. Otherwise, you can go to our website, desertsurvivors.org.
This week's episode features Hannah Wolke, Executive Director of Desert Survivors.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.